Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
As part of our countdown to Site Village 2015, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Sheila Armstrong, who is the leader of client services for the Torch Trust. Hi, Sheila.
Hiya, hello.
Hi, Sheila. Do you mind starting with maybe a little bit of information about what Torch Trust is and sort of some of the things they do?
Torch Trust helps people with sight loss, people who are either just starting to lose their sight or people who have been had sight loss for quite a long time. And we offer resources and friendship so that there's no barrier. There should be no barrier to someone exploring what it means to be a Christian or to take part actively in church. So we're interdenominational, we're not associated with one particular church, and we offer our services to people with all faith, with no faith, with whatever. We do offer stuff that all the stuff that we offer does have a Christian ethos, but we're not there to sort of ram things down people's throats. We're there to be constructive and positive and to offer people the kind of resources that we have.
So what kind of things do, obviously it's to do with Christianity, but what sort of things can people come to you about? What sort of things can they expect to get from you? Is it publications or get-togethers?
We have either of those. We do transcribe the kind of books that people would find in Christian bookshops, sort of across denominations, as I said. Books that maybe other people in churches are reading, hopefully, and that will be of interest. So they could be fiction, biography, things about missionaries, study, commentaries on the Bible itself. We obviously offer the Bible, although the RNIB got there first with the Braille Bible, but we do offer audio ones and large print ones, and we can lend Braille ones as well. And we've got a lending library that we offer at free of charge, and we've got a magazine program which is mostly digests of Christian publications, Christian magazines that people read, quite the common ones. One of them is called Premier Christianity, and that's quite a well-known one. And other ones we take make up digests from different magazines, and the RNIB do that as well on different themes. Our theme happens to be on the Christian side of things. We also have a holiday centre in Hurstpier Point, which is near Brighton, and that's just recently been upgraded, and thank goodness all the rooms are now en suite, which is brilliant. I mean, especially as a blind person, there'd be nothing worse than having to go out to the loo and sort of getting into the wrong room, and there have been instances of people even getting into the wrong beds. But that won't happen ever again because everyone's got their own. So that's really great. That's been a wonderful big upgrading project, and we can now offer 29 places in single or double rooms for holidays, again with a Christian ethos, but great fun, laughter, friendship, excellent food, lovely location, lots of good outings that can be, you know, that can go on, lots of themed holidays and just relaxing holidays. And the third and most maybe recent thing we've started to do is to offer help and friendship to people that have just learned that, you know, they're going to lose their sight and nothing more can be done about it, which is an awful thing for anyone to be told. And we're starting to offer face-to-face friendship, befriending for maybe up to about 6 months, once a week, somebody who's properly trained not to take over someone's life, but just to be there listening and, you know, properly checked and everything. Or telephone befriending. And of course, with the telephone befriending, that can be countrywide. It can be anybody phoning anybody in the country. With the other one, it's local, you know, local volunteers visiting local people. There's one going quite well in Northern Ireland, and others are starting up as well.
One of the areas, I mean, I'm familiar with as well, is your fellowship groups, which you have up and down the country as well, don't you?
I think the new befriending, which we're calling Journeying With, is kind of maybe a development out of these local groups, because with the local groups are great. People can get together, and, as you say, and share each other's experiences and share things with each other. But of course, we realised that a lot of people didn't get to know about us till maybe they'd been blind for quite a long time, maybe 5 years or, you know, more, before we even got to know about them. So we're really trying to reach out as early as possible now to help people, you know, if they want us to. We're not there to push anything down anyone's throat, but just to offer genuine friendship and help to people who would like to have it. And it's all referred by social services or the eye clinic liaison officers. They can be another point of referral, because, you know, we learned that they generally get an average of about 10 to 20 minutes with someone, and there are so many people, you know, to be seen that it's not really long enough, is it, when you're told something like that you're going to lose your sight and nothing more can be done. So no, it's something we're very keen to do.
So you're exhibiting at Sight Village this year. What can people expect to see at Sight Village from Torch Trust?
Well, we're a slightly gadget-free zone compared with a lot of the things that go to Sight Village. We do have talking Bibles that people can buy, but generally speaking, it's more information. We have obviously that in Braille and large print as well as standard print. So it's information about the holidays, about the lending library, about the magazines, about the local groups. So just a point of information, really. And we've got CDs that we can offer so that people can try us out and see if they like it or not. And if they don't like it, well, that's fine. But if they do, we're very happy to send them some more. So that's the kind of thing we take to Sight Village.
And how can people find out more information if they want to get involved, maybe in a fellowship group, or receive some of the books from the library, or just find out more about your services? What can they do to get that information?
Well, our phone number is 01858 438 260, or you can email us at info@torchtrust.org. We don't have a UK on the end, it's just .org. info@torchtrust.org is our email. So they're the two, mate. Or, of course, you can always write a letter as well. That's fine too.
And obviously you've got your website as well, torchtrust.org.
And we do actually have a Facebook page, Torch Trust. And we've got one for, we have a radio programme, which I forgot to mention, which goes on RNIB's Insight Radio at 9 o'clock on a Sunday, and it's called Reflections. And that's for them, they kind of look at it maybe as a God slot. But again, it's people's stories, things of interest, and we hope people will enjoy that as well.
That's lovely. Thanks ever so much, Sheila. So if you're interested, then get in touch with Torch Trust in the various ways that Sheila's mentioned, and we'll put all the details with this interview as well.
Well, thank you, and we'd be delighted to hear from anyone.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.